Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're just tuning into today's Second Date Update, Morgan is on the phone, and Morgan thinks she's not getting a call back because she fell asleep on her first date.
Uh-oh.
She met a dude named Ian. They hung out at a bar, went back to her place. She made dinner, and then they started watching a movie on the couch. She was fully prepared to mess around with dude, but she fell asleep. And when she woke up, he was gone and hasn't responded to her. Personally, falling asleep on the couch watching a movie on a first date sounds amazing to me. But then again, I'm tired all the time.
Mm.
And since I hit 40, don't have much of a sex drive anymore either. You know,
it's all
downhill when you hit 40.
Like,
yeah, so that sounds like an amazing date for me. But apparently you don't feel the same way, Morgan.
No.
Okay. Wait till you hit 40.
Yeah,
it's all over, man.
Good,
yeah.
Then it's all Netflix and snore from
yes.
there on out, okay?
Sounds amazing. All right, I'm about to dial this phone number. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. I hope it's not that you fell asleep. I think that's messed up. I don't think you should go out with him again if it is.
I don't know. I really liked him. Hmm. I mean, he was so nice. That's why I cooked for him. My dog even really liked him, and my dog does not like hardly anyone.
Ooh, the dogs can tell.
That's
right.
A big sign. It is.
Okay,
all
well,
right.
I'm going to dial him right now and see what he has to say, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Ian, please?
Speaking. Who's this?
That's a very good question, Ian. What's up, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, no way. I actually listen to you guys sometimes.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. That's
hey, cool.
Thanks,
surprising.
Ian.
We usually call people and they have no idea who we are. I'm like, does anybody ever listen to the
how
show?
Are we on air?
And now we're
yeah.
just fans of Ian. Like,
I don't even know
yay,
how we have
Ian.
Jobs.
We have a fan.
Well, sweet. Well, Ian, have you heard a Second Date Update before?
I'm not familiar with all the segments, but I have heard you guys do something like that. Yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Cool. Well, that's why I'm calling you today.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, it means that you went on a date with somebody and then you didn't call them back after. So they emailed us to get you on the phone and find out what happened.
Hmm.
You have any idea who, any idea who it could be?
Maybe.
Who? Who do you think?
I don't know. I'm on the app, so there's a couple girls here and there.
Name one of them and I'll tell you if you're right.
Shoot. Is it Lauren?
Oh.
No, it's mm-hmm. not Lori.
Okay.
Maybe next time, though. This one is about Morgan. You remember Morgan?
Morgan.
Uh-huh.
The whole date with her was kind of a letdown, to be honest.
A letdown? That's sad. She thought you guys had a great time.
I don't know. Maybe she had a good time, but I didn't really enjoy that date that much at all.
Why?
Wow.
Well, like, she's pretty and everything, you know, and I was hoping that she'd be attracted to me, but I don't really think that she was.
Whoa.
Aw, why would you say that?
Like, after the bar, we went to her spot, and I'm thinking, cool, she's definitely attracted to me, and
yeah.
they're about to go down, you know? We get there, and she's like, I'm going to shower and change. Could you possibly do some dishes for me?
What?
So I was like, okay, sure, you know, I'll help.
Wait, is this before or after she made dinner? Because she did tell us that you guys went back to her place, and she made, like, an amazing chicken marsala. Mm.
It was good. This was before because she wanted to change and she was like, could you just do the dishes? So I was like, yeah, I'll help prep. You know, like I can help prep. She can
yeah.
cook.
That's nice.
I get to her sink and her sink is like filthy. It's packed with dishes. Took me like 30 minutes to clean everything.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
And then like my back's hurting already from standing there so long. She
Whoa.
Comes back, looks at the recipe book and she's like, you know what? Shoot. I'm actually missing a few ingredients. Do you think you could run down to the corner store?
Okay, so...
I like how you guys went from, like, first date to, like, I don't know, long-term relationship status
yeah.
already.
Right. So I say, like, all right. And then she's like, actually, you know, I need a couple more things. Here's a list. And then I'm at the store alone with this list of, like, 15 things that I'm spending my money on this first date with this girl. And I'm just like, what am I doing, you know?
So
right.
you're basically just running errands for her at this point.
Yeah. So I bought all of her groceries. She cooks the dinner. And the dinner's good. So then she invites me to watch a movie on the couch. And I'm like, all right, cool. Things are finally getting good, you know? So right before I sit down on the couch with her, she's like, oh, my God, I actually haven't walked my dog today and my ankle's hurting. Do you think you can walk my dog for me?
Walk, go walk the dog for me.
Yeah. And I'm like, really?
Did you start laughing? Because it's almost humorous at this point,
yeah,
right?
Do everything.
Yeah, I know. I just felt awkward. I was like, well, it's not her dog's fault. Let me go walk the dog real quick.
You're too nice.
Yeah, seriously.
So I walk the dog. I come back, and the dog was, like, really happy. I don't know if she ever takes her dog for a walk. Like, he loves me. So we come back, me and the dog. We start the movie, and she falls asleep, so... Of course I left, you know, I was like, okay, I guess my errands are done for the day.
That makes sense. Yeah, you did all you had to do. All your chores were done.
And you put her
She's
bed.
Tucked in. Yeah. You can go home now.
But
that makes sense.
You know what it'd be like if you guys ever got married, because you just lived the married life that night.
Yeah.
It was like the entire marriage without any of the benefits or trust or having a partner.
Yeah. Sweet. Wonder why you didn't want to just hang out for the rest of your life there.
Oh, man.
Well,
she's been calling me lately, too, and I'm sure she wants me to, like, pick up her dry cleaning this week.
Let's ask her,
Ian,
because she's actually on the other line listening.
Oh, my God. Is this the one where you have them listening the whole time?
Yeah. Morgan.
Yes.
You have any more chores for Ian to do?
I feel so terrible. Hey, Ian, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah. This is awkward. I didn't know you were there.
Look, I had no idea. I just wasn't prepared for you and, like, that whole evening. But when you string it all together, yeah, it sounds really crappy. And I am, God, that was not my intention. And I was not trying to make you an errand boy. I am so sorry. And look, I will pay you back for the groceries. I really liked you.
No, it's okay. It's not even that I mind the groceries that much, you know, but it's just, to be honest, I felt a little used. Like,
Right. Here
I am doing your chores. Like, you say you weren't prepared for the date, but, like, we planned our date. You know, that's why we met up.
No, I didn't think I would like you so much and want to come back to my house and that I'd want to actually cook for you. And I needed some help getting all that stuff done so I could do that. And I really just thought you liked my dog and wanted to hang out with him. So I'm surprised to hear that you thought I was, like, trying to pawn that off on you.
But Morgan, like, you sound very apologetic and that you didn't see what was happening until someone pointed it out to you. But it's also kind of like, weren't you embarrassed? You had a messy kitchen and you're inviting somebody over. Like, why didn't you guys just do a restaurant or something if you were going to go get something to eat?
Like I said, I didn't actually plan on bringing him back there. It just kind of organically happened. And so then I needed help to actually make the night happen.
Right.
I know.
Dog needed to be walked.
Yeah.
Furniture needed to be moved around.
Yeah.
Pictures needed to be hung.
Laundry.
Things like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So literally I did, like, all of your chores for the week. It was, like, a bit much, you know, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, Ian, you made your point. Not like I asked for that much. I think you're being a bit dramatic.
What?
I mean,
are you serious? I did your groceries and walked your dog. Honestly, you should have tipped me at the end of all this.
Look, you were going down to get the ingredients for our dinner. What was the problem with picking up just, like, a few more things if you're already at the grocery store?
Oh, my God.
What about walking your dog? He's quite overweight. I don't even think you walked him ever. The guy loved me.
Oh my God.
I hardly even knew him.
I actually thought that was something you were interested in. It was almost like you suggested it. I wasn't trying to get you to walk my dog for me. I'm very capable of walking my own dog. Thank you.
Yeah, you're capable of it, but your dog's, like, one milk bone away from having a heart attack.
Oh, God. Oh, well, now we're getting a little personal, guys.
Well, Ian, would you like to go on a second date with Morgan? We'll pay for it. It sounds like you want to.
No, I'm just making sure. No.
No?
I don't think I'm interested in dating someone who is not appreciative of me cooking their dinner for them.
Oh.
And you know what, Ian? If I want to be mad about something, I don't even think you said thank you.
I feel like I thanked you by doing your groceries for you, walking your dog, doing all of your chores. That seems like a pretty good thank you to me. And then you fell asleep. What do you want me to do? Go out and buy you a blanket?
Just so that you know, Em, the paper towels you bought were the completely wrong paper towels. They were the brown ones that don't actually absorb anything.
Oh, wow.
That's
because you don't deserve the good ones, honey.
Wow.
Oh,
that's probably the biggest slam I've ever heard in a second date update. You don't deserve good paper towels.
You know, I was actually thinking of going to second base with you, but forget it. After this, No way.
What is second base? Some kind of home goods store I don't know about that I have to pick more stuff up?
Get your hands all over those things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.